stuck in the back door.
So what's going on in Salem for you guys? Anything happening?
Well, you know, there's 6 months ahead.
Right.
That's number one problem with this kind of interview, because you're like, oh my gosh. What? But I have heard from other people that it's come up again about the Jack and Kayla rape story. So that's interesting. It's interesting when they go back in history and bring stuff up. You know, I think that's kind of interesting. I'm glad that Matt, that character Jack, redeemed himself and was beloved for all those years. I'm sorry I had to, like, you know, bring up old news, but anyway.
Right.
So there's that. That's not, I mean, it's good that they do that. I think that they look back and see what, because they have all this rich history on the show, so why not?
Have you heard all the rumors how, like, they're making you come back to life in General Hospital and some baby that they're inventing that Stefan? Have you heard that stuff? I've seen it all over the internet. Like,
no.
Oh, she's gonna come. She didn't really get killed. I'm like, it's funny how all this stuff gets started.
No, I fell off of a balcony. I was pushed off a balcony.
Yeah, she was pushed off
twice.
A parapet or something.
But by the same lady, 2 years in a row, you'd think I wouldn't go back up there.
On that thing.
That was a fun show.
How could it happen twice?
Yeah.
Right. So what about you? Are we going to see some more of Adrian?
I hope so. I love being there. So it's I'm grateful, you know, just if it's once or twice a month.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I'm grateful for it all.
Yeah, I know. And it's been fun because Wally's been back on GH now a little bit. So it's kind of
It's very cyclical.
It's like the teacups at Disneyland. You're sort of like in the front, to the side, to the back.
Eventually you'll come back to life. Or, yeah, the big thing now is being frozen, and then they're defrosting people.
Are they really?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a little off the chain. At least things are a little bit more realistic. So is there any, if you could be any, like play any other character on base, you might want to do?
Sammy Brady.
Yeah.
Sammy Brady.
Yeah, she always had so much to do.
Yeah, and so much fun.
Yeah.
Although I did like playing Bonnie, and I wouldn't mind going back to that, because Bonnie did
fiery.
Fiery did things and had all sorts of food. So.
Yeah, because you got to act with John Engel, right?
So did I.
Oh, yeah.
I did on General Hospital, too,
right,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So
I loved him. In fact, he lived kind of in the next, he lived in the next town from me in Pasadena, and he lived in Altadena. And I had a nanny once that lived in a back house of his.
Yeah.
He's a super sweet guy. So sad now that he died, but his wife died right before him.
I
mean, it was really, that happens a lot.
Oh, no, I wish.
He was so sweet.
He was
so sweet.
I love him.
Such a good guy. Did you want to?
No worries.
Right, so what do you think Kayla's going to be up to? Did we already ask her?
Yeah, we know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. And we're 6 months ahead, so we don't even know what's airing.
Oh, no. We're just friends, but it's so funny because people always... We keep taking pictures. Like, the other day, we were with Lauren, and we're taking a picture, and we look at it, and we're like, which one is this? It's just really funny.
I know.
Where do you guys live?
I live in Houston.
I'm in Dayton, Ohio. And it's 39 degrees.
So you're happy to be here. Wouldn't it be so great for us to have some weather? We have no weather.
We had something. We had rain one day.
I would love for it to be kind of wintry right now, though. I'm going to New York for Thanksgiving, so that at least I'll get a splash. Yeah.
Scarves, lots of stuff.
So you guys just took internet and phone and stuff. You do your stuff together.
Yeah, we actually are just doing the Diva Days of Our Lives. I don't know. She does a radio kind of blog talk show, and she's a friend of a friend, so we're just helping her because she can't come out and do it.
So you guys have fun. And where are you staying?
Manhattan Beach.
Oh,
I always stay down there.
We rented a beach. She has a place she rents
all the time.
That's like my escape when I need to get away from my kids. I'm like,
how old are your kids?
I went and called a junior 17 and 14. So, okay, you're amazing.
It goes so fast.
And you have one, and we just started college.
Oh my God.
Do you have?
I have a 27-year-old. He just turned 27 this month, in November, October. And then I have a 24-year-old and a 21-year-old.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You know, I remember always reading, and I remember reading an article years ago where Jane Elliott said something like, "If I would come back in another life, I want to be Mary Beth Evans."
Yeah.
because she's so laid back and she doesn't stress over everything. I always remember like reading
she's
that
so
in some soap magazine and thinking,
you know, it's so funny. I was looking up the Jack rape thing on the internet. It led me to, you know, everything, Mary Beth, whatever. And there was an article, and it was right after I had my daughter. And in this article, it is so frank about talking about how like difficult or something it was having the second kid and all this stuff. And I was just thinking, like, I hope she doesn't ever see that. Like, I can't believe I was ever so. And she ended up being, she's so the light of my life. I can't even imagine. But it still was just like, how do you get rid of that stuff?
Please, I'm more given a soft.